First Line Report, news and analysis. Marvin Count, CBS News diplomatic correspondent, reporting on the CBS radio network. Good morning. After 4.5 years, Rogers leaves. After 4.5 years, a few blocks away, Kissinger arrives. That story in 1 minute.
There's only one U.S. automobile manufacturer who states, we expect every part in every car we make to last at least 12 months or 12,000 miles under normal use and service. And to prove it, we'll fix or replace free any part except tires, whether it was defective or just plain wore out. The company, American Motors Corporation. The plan, the exclusive AMC Buyer Protection Plan. Under its terms, we'll fix or replace free such things as worn out spark plugs, shock absorbers, wiper blades, even light bulbs. We even have a plan to give you a free loaner car if guaranteed repairs take overnight. And right now, at year-end sale time, this makes the Gremlin, Hornet, Javelin, Matador, and Ambassador perhaps the best values you can find for your dollar. So before you buy any car, check and see what the dealer will do for you after you buy the car. You will find your AMC dealer offers you a good deal, and a good deal more. American Motors Corporation. We back them better because we build them better.
In his letter of resignation, dated August 16th, a week ago, Secretary of State Rogers said that he had always intended to return to his private law practice after 4 years in the job. It has taken him 4 years and 7 months. But come September 4th, the affable and blue-eyed lawyer, once President Eisenhower's attorney general, for the past 25 years, Richard Nixon's friend and associate, Rogers leaves an administration soaked in the scandal of Watergate and a president struggling to reassert his authority. His aides deny that Rogers is leaving a sinking ship. It is known that Rogers was appalled by what John Mitchell once called the White House horrors. At a news conference this past Monday, Rogers indirectly scolded his friend's administration, saying the White House should not have become so obsessed with security that it freely violated the laws of the land. Rogers leaves the department increasingly jealous and frustrated by the White House's assumption of control over its domain, namely foreign affairs. The department's morale is low. Lower than it has been in a long time. Some critics ascribe its problems to Rogers' leadership. Others say that's unfair, that any Secretary of State who had to contend with the combination of Nixon and Kissinger, both at the White House, would have failed to assert departmental leadership over foreign affairs. Moreover, the president has been assisted by Henry Kissinger, an ex-Harvard professor with strong views about an elitist control over foreign policy, rather than a bureaucratic control. Kissinger has written tomes about the importance of elitism, secrecy, creativity, and inspiration in foreign policy, not the attributes normally found in any bureaucracy. And yet Kissinger has now been appointed to a job running one of the most dormant, depressed branches of a bureaucracy. Not among his known pleasures is administering a bureaucracy. Kissinger may choose to bring a few aides over to Foggy Bottom to run the bureaucracy while he continues to run and represent its policy. That raises several problems, none insurmountable if goodwill exists. Kissinger, if confirmed by the Senate, will become the first foreign-born Jewish Secretary of State. He came to the United States in 1938, a refugee from Hitler's madness. During a period of intensive negotiation on the Middle East, that background may pose difficulties. But those can be hurdled easily by designating Joseph Sisko, the department's top Middle East expert, to handle this Middle East negotiation. Furthermore, Kissinger will continue to wear the hat of Director of the National Security Council. Under that hat is the privilege of invoking executive privilege. But Kissinger will also wear the hat of Secretary of State, where such a privilege normally doesn't exist. When the questioning up on the Hill gets rough, which hat will Kissinger choose to wear? Chances are, the secretary's. Wearing both hats, Kissinger will become, ironically, the most powerful bureaucrat dealing with the nation's foreign policy perhaps in its entire history. Among some Foreign Service officers, the imminence of Kissinger's arrival is no cause for joy. Some nasty comments have already been made. But among most of the officers, there is for them and for Kissinger an opportunity for a new start, a new assertion of departmental identity, and who knows? Maybe even some fun. Now, this message.
Okay, easy now. One more minute. The flying bimbos finish off. It's my moment of glory. My big chance. My debut. Oh, why did I ever become a clown? With a name like Chester, I should have been a dentist. headache fast because it starts to work when I drink it.
First Line reports, have a good day. I am Marvin Kell, CBS News.